Exclusive: Senator Tom Cotton proposes repeal of DEI requirements for STEM workforce. By Sean Moran on May 13, 2025. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, on Tuesday proposed legislation that would scrap diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, requirements and restore the original intent of the CHIPS and Science Act. Cotton introduced the Dismantling Ideological Policies for Semiconductors and Science, DIPS, Act, a bill that aims to restore the original intent of the CHIPS and Science Act to boost American high-tech and semiconductor manufacturing by eliminating DEI requirements. The United States must work at breakneck speed to build up our STEM workforce. The focus must be on excellence and innovation, rather than burdensome, divisive DEI policies, Cotton said in a statement. Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Pete Ricketts, RNE, co-sponsored the DIPS bill. The legislation would scrap many DEI stipulations, including by repealing redundant scientific collaboration programs, scrapping requirements relating to educational outreach and support for underrepresented communities, eliminating stipulations to recruit STEM educators that advance DEI for National STEM Teacher Corps, removing diversity requirement for participation in a national network for microelectronics education, ending diversity considerations in STEM Research Capacity Program and the Technology Research Program, scrapping the National Science Foundation Chief Diversity Officer position, ending data collection on demographics of faculty. Matt Cole, the CEO of Strive Asset Management, and Chris Nicholson, in November 2024 blamed much of the failure of the CHIPS Act by the legislation's focus on DEI policies. But less than a week later, Intel announced that it's putting the brakes on its Columbus factory. The Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company, TSMC, has pushed back production at its second Arizona foundry. The remaining major chipmaker, Samsung, just delayed its first Texas fab. This is not the way companies typically respond to multi-billion dollar subsidies. So what explains chipmakers' apparent ingratitude? In large part, frustration with DEI requirements embedded in the CHIPS Act. Cotton added, "My bill ensures that we provide equal opportunities to all STEM talent driven by merit and that every talented person is invited to contribute." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.